The rationale for egg freezing is to obtain and preserve eggs that are higher quality and quantity than they will be in the future. Vitrification is how that quality and quantity gets preserved. The process works by rapidly freezing eggs before ice crystals can form inside the cells. Eggs are processed with a cryoprotectant solution and placed directly into liquid nitrogen. Speed is what makes it effective. Vitrification reduces cellular damage relative to older, slower cryopreservation methods. Barring unpredictable events that are outside the control of the facility, earthquakes and other major weather events, aka force majeure, the storage facility holds caretaker responsibility for frozen eggs, with multiple quality control and safety systems in place, including backup power generation. Storage fees are typically the patient's responsibility. Staying in contact with the facility throughout the storage period is important. Egg vitrification has been performed safely for decades and has been considered a standard procedure by ASRM since 2012. Current evidence does not indicate that children born from frozen eggs face any greater risk of birth anomalies than those born from IVF using fresh eggs. Frozen eggs can remain in storage for as long as needed. However, your fertility clinic may have limits in terms of the maximum age of the patient at the time of embryo transfer, and you should discuss this with your care team. If the plan changes over time, there are several paths forward. Using them to create embryos to build your family, discarding them if no longer needed, or possibly donating them to another person or to research. None of these decisions need to be made now, but it's worth knowing the options exist. Your care team can help when the time comes.